high-level panel of eminent persons report on post-2015. In the month of May of 2013, the high-level panel of eminent persons released its report. Note reference 10. In this report, and in the making of it, the relevance and controversy around SRHR was made evident. It would play a central role in the approval or the rejection of the SDGs and the entire post-2015 agenda. The first version of a draft was leaked a week. Page 18. Before its official release, with a blunt omission of SRHR. Another version soon followed, proving that in previous versions, the agenda was indeed mentioned. Under a strong international pressure by women and feminist groups, the final and official version explicitly addressed SRHR. However, the substantive weight of this report faded almost immediately after it was released. Politically, it was dismissed in the intergovernmental spaces almost in the first week, exception made for those countries whose representatives were part of the panel. Nevertheless, the language of the account of facts around SRHR in the report is a clear signal of the pressure made by both pro-rights and anti-rights positions. It was also the inauguration of a debate that would be at the core of the post-2015 negotiation, to decide on its agreement or its overall failure.